We've told you about Governor Jay Inslee's proposal for a carbon cap-and-trade program. Here's a story about what our state will and will not do for the environment. Up and down the West Coast, other states and provinces have enacted a low-carbon fuel standard, requiring oil companies to provide cleaner transportation fuels. Not Washington, though. We don't have that clean fuel standard, and that is forcing one businessman to make some hard choices. For EarthFix, KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports.
In another life, John Plaza was a commercial airline pilot. He flew 747s full of freight, cherries, blue jeans, even horses, back and forth over the Pacific.
I was bored and trying to stay awake in the middle of the night, and so I started thinking about how much fuel we were using on 6.5 hours of air time, and it was the equivalent of 42 years of fuel in my personal car on the average basis that I drove. And so I decided at that point that I wanted to try to do something.
Plaza drained his 401k, took out a mortgage on his house, and started a biodiesel company. His dream was to supply a cleaner version of the stuff that was being burned in the 747s he was flying. Fast forward 7 years and $135 million of investment later, and you get Imperium Renewables. The company mainly uses canola oil, grown in Washington and Canada, to make a cleaner alternative to traditional diesel fuel.
So, come on in.
Plaza takes me into the plant in Grays Harbor, near Aberdeen. It's the second largest biodiesel facility in the country. It actually smells pretty good here, nutty and kind of earthy.
So as we walk into the tank farm, you'll see 8 2-million-gallon tanks that are designed to be able to store vegetable oil and biodiesel.
But you won't see much of this clean fuel burned in Washington state. That's because almost all of it goes to Oregon, California, and British Columbia. What do those places have in common? A low-carbon fuel standard. It's a pretty wonky policy, but at its core, the standard addresses the concentration of carbon in transportation fuels, something people who geek out about this stuff call carbon intensity. In states where the policy is in place, oil companies have to lower the carbon intensity in their products. Typically, that's done by mixing lower-carbon fuels, like John Plaza's biodiesel, with regular diesel, or ethanol with the regular gas you put in your car. Companies can also buy credits to support more electric vehicles, renewable natural gas fleets, that sort of thing. Oil companies have been fighting the policy because it will cost them money. Frank Holmes is a spokesperson for the Western States Petroleum Association, or WSPA.
Well, it's an obligation to reduce your carbon intensity, and our members provide carbon-based fuels. So this is asking one industry to subsidize other industries, and there's a lot of risk associated with that.
In 2012, WSPA paid for a study to look at how the low-carbon fuel policy would affect prices at the pump in California. The study predicted that gas prices could go up by more than $1 per gallon over the next 10 years. That study was later criticized by a panel of experts from UC Davis, Stanford, and others. A report from the Washington state government predicts cost increases of between 2 and 12 cents per gallon over the next 10 years if the state adopts a low-carbon fuel standard. A study from the California state government made similar predictions. But the oil industry continues to push its findings. WSPA has created and funded 11 groups in Oregon, Washington, and California in the hopes of galvanizing public opposition to the low-carbon fuel standard. The oil industry has also raised concerns about the availability of clean fuels, arguing that there aren't enough suppliers in order to meet the new mandate. Supporters of the low-carbon fuel standard disagree. They see the policy as a sort of if you demand it, they will come. Or in other words, clean fuel companies will rise to the challenge of helping oil companies meet the mandate. Imperium Renewables has been in business for 7 years now. The biodiesel company has never been wildly profitable, and shareholders aren't getting a good return on their investment. So the company has been forced to consider other options, options that provide a more stable source of revenue. John Plaza says that stable revenue could soon come from oil. His company is applying for permits to expand its facility to move 30 million barrels of crude oil via train and ship through its facility in Grays Harbor, Washington. Plaza looks down into his hands.
I'm not particularly happy about that. It's not why I started the business. But until society steps up and says, as a whole, climate change is real, this is what we're going to do, we have to thrive on the basis of what they are saying. And they're saying, give me all the hydrocarbons you can make.
Governor Inslee is expected to give the executive order to create a low-carbon fuel standard this year. Opponents of the policy say the move could draw legal action from the oil industry, as it has in California. I'm Ashley Ahern in Grays Harbor.